BBC Audio presents The Nancy Mitford Collection, bringing together full cast adaptations of Nancy Mitford's most famous novels.
We present The Pursuit of Love by Nancy Mitford, adapted for broadcasting by Alan Melville. The Pursuit of Love.
Magnificent. What a voice. Sebastian, be quiet. I've told you, you'll get your walk any minute. Did you ever in your life hear a voice like that, Jessie?
Well, yes, your lordship. You play the same thing every morning when you get up at 5, your lordship.
All right, Rudolph, and stop chewing that antimacassar. That was the voice of Gallicherchi, Jessie.
I know, your lordship. I see the name on the label each morning when I dust the record.
I hope you're careful when you dust it. Don't want any scratches on it.
The lady's Italian, isn't she, your lordship?
Afraid so. Can't help that, I suppose, poor soul. Question of where you're born. I don't hold with foreigners. Had enough of them in the war. You're new here, aren't you, my dear?
Well, your lordship, I've been in service at Alkenly 8 months now.
As I say, new. I don't know if I've ever shown you this, Jessie.
Your lordship?
Yes?
I'm Bessie, your lordship, but not Jessie.
I can't see. Is this of any consequence? Jessie, whatever your name is, be quiet, you two. You'll get your blasted walk. This is an entrenching tool.
Yes, your lordship.
And can you see, girl, there's still blood and some hairs on it.
Oh, I know, your lordship. Makes me go all queasy whenever I dust it.
You don't dust the entrenching tool, do you?
Oh, I like things to look nice, your lordship.
It's not meant to look nice, damn it. That is the entrenching tool with which, in 1915, I whacked to death 8 bloody Huns, one after the other, as they crawled out of a dugout.
I know, your lordship. You told me, your lordship.
Did I? When?
The first morning I was in service here, your lordship.
All right, Sebastian. Morning, Mrs. Fletcher.
Good morning, your lordship. Lovely morning. Bit of a nip in the air.
Who raked out the ash in this fire after Lady Radlett and I retired for the night?
Oh, well, it'll be either Logan, your lordship, or Florence when she cleared away the brandy goblets.
I did, your lordship.
Why?
Well, it makes it easier to light the fire first thing in the morning, your lordship.
Don't you know, you idiot girl, that a log fire burns better if the ash from the night before is left in the grate? Leave the ash where it is, in the grate. Shut up! Mrs. Fletcher.
Your lordship?
You know her ladyship's sister, Miss Emily, is coming here for Christmas.
Oh, her room's all prepared, your lordship.
They'll be arriving this evening in time for dinner.
They, your lordship?
Miss Emily's bringing a friend, a gentleman friend, a Captain Warbeck.
Miss Emily? Gentleman friend, your lordship?
They're getting married. Going what the devil's that?
Oh, it might be Miss Linda, your lordship. She was in the hall when I came in here, sir.
Yeah, glued to the keyhole as usual, I suppose. Well, the children will have to know, sooner or later. How young Fanny will take it, God knows. She's always looked on Miss Emily as her mother, ever since her own one doorstepped her. I suppose they'll be having one of their secret society meetings in the linen cupboard up in the attic. All right, come on, then. Pass me those whips, Jessie.
Bessie, your lordship.
That's what I said, wasn't it? Pass me those whips. Nothing like half an hour's whip-cracking on the lawn works up an appetite for breakfast. And don't you dust that entrenching tool again. I don't want to lose any hairs. And be careful when you're polishing Madame Gallicherchi. And leave the damned ash in the grate. Understand?
Yes, your lordship.
Come on, then. This way, the French windows. Well, they should be called French when they're made in England, God knows. Damn froggies, worse than Huns. Come on, you two.
If you ask me... He's a bit putty.
If you ask me, my girl, you're a bit pert.
I think he likes a bit of pert.
Putting his lordship right when he called you Jessie instead of Bessie, indeed.
Well, I'm not Jessie, I'm Bessie.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean, Mrs. Fletcher? Miss Fanny's mother doorstepped her?
Oh, well, that's what she did, my dear. Less than a month after the poor thing first saw the light of day. Bolted. She's done it all her life. That's why the family calls...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?